This is Alive with Joseph.
Just have your pen and paper ready, or pen and book ready. We're going to have a few scriptures to take down. Now, we're just going to look at the reliability of the word. Looking at the following four subjects or four topics, there are questions that are asked normally. If God is love, why does he allow evil in the world? So we need to keep ourselves so that when we go out there, we're able to give answers, not vaguely, but to give answers with quality. Amen. Now, can the dead talk to the living? Dreams and visions that I've seen my mother in the dreams, things like that. We will address that today. What does it say about the abbreviated community practices? I couldn't get the abbreviation LBQQQ. So my son said, no, don't worry. We call it abbreviated community. So the abbreviated community. Praise God. Now the last one, who wrote the Bible and is it reliable? Can we rely on scriptures? Amen. Now, let's take off. Genesis chapter number 1, verse 26 to 28 and verse 31. He says, then God said, let us make man or human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. Verse 27. He says, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Take note. Then God looked over all that he had made and he saw that it was very good. Amen. Now, this reflects the nature of God. That he said it is good, it means God took time and checked that this is not wanting. So it is good. Amen. Remember, he said, I am the Lord, I change not. So it means over time, God never changed. He is still good. Hallelujah. So, remember, he said that his goodness remains forever, and this is Psalm 107, verse 1, right? Now, he says in verse 28, God blessed them and said, "Fill and rule the earth." This was not a mistake. When God said, "Fill the earth, rule it," he wasn't making a mistake, right? Now, we check now in Psalm 115, he says the earth belongs, the heavens belongs to God, but the earth he has given to the Son of Man. So, the earth is given to us. It is entrusted to us. God is in charge. God is in control. But the earth is entrusted to man. Hallelujah. So, when we start looking at the corruption, not getting ahead of myself, you can see that already that man is in charge. Remember, man can change. He said that it is futility to trust in man. So God has given to man to rule in the earth, right? But subsequently, Adam fell. He disobeyed. So when he disobeyed, the Bible says, then sin entered the world. Sin was not alone. Sin had a cousin, death. Sin doesn't travel alone, no. No, in a lead entourage, every time. Sin has entourage. So sin came, and when sin came, then corruption came. Then there was decay. So now the earth that God said was good now became something that is thinking now. It's decaying. It's losing its value. It has fallen. The earth. We're talking about the earth. Creation. So creation which man is in. Amen. I make sense, right? All right. So, with that, men also began to have another ear. When God came, he said, Adam, where are you? Then Adam said, I heard you and I hid myself. Then God said, who told you? How do you know? Because your configuration doesn't have that. You are not naked. You cannot be naked. How do you know that you are naked? Then we understand that the one who made them to fall is now giving them information. You see. So, because now this is a wrong information, right? It is not according to God. It is not good. So, then that's when God said, oh, now man is like us. They know evil and good. Hallelujah. So, the consequences of Adam, we see them in Romans chapter number 8, verse 19 to 23. So, he says, as a result of Adam's disobedience, sin entered the world. Death, which is the enemy of God. Remember, death is the enemy of God. It is perpetual. It doesn't, whether you're at a funeral, you hear maybe them saying, God gave, God took. No, no. Death is the enemy of God. Please understand that. This is in 1 Corinthians 15:26. Death is the enemy of God. So then decay and corruption. This corruption is also responsible for human deformities. You see, some children born with deformities, this is because of corruption in the world. It's because of men. So we cannot blame God now and say, if God is good, why are we seeing this? It's because of men. It's because of sin that has entered into this world. So now sin is, you know, just having a field day. But there is this breed that has come into light. They are the ones that are in charge, who are in Christ. Okay, I'll get there. Yeah, so I was still saying, then the earth was cursed, and, you know, we now see violence, we see hatred, selfishness, you know, foolishness. You know, foolishness is a sin. God calls foolishness a sin. Yeah, so, and, you know, a depraved and polluted mind. See, that a man is able to sit and connive evil against another. That is corruption. So please understand, so that we don't blame God. Amen. So, men also began to follow corrupt wisdom. We see this in Ezekiel 28:17. The Bible says that Satan's wisdom was found corrupted because of his beauty. So there is wisdom, but it's corrupted. And this wisdom is able to influence men. Because men sometimes, you know, want the spectacular. That something which is spiritual is from God without understanding. Hallelujah. So men then sought other gods apart from the Lord God. Other gods. So other gods would be Midimu Esheli, you know, trees. Where I grew up, we grew up worshiping trees. I saw the tree is still like this. It never grows, the tree. It doesn't die. No, no. Winter, no, no, that tree doesn't die. You can see that this tree is having life from a spirit. It doesn't die, that tree. It doesn't. They feed it booze. It's supposed to drink water, isn't it? Yes, but they feed it booze. And after that, it flourishes. So you can see that there is a spirit here. So now that we understand, we say, oh, okay. Yeah, now we understand. We are able to see. Amen. Amen. Now, this thief doesn't come. The only mission of his coming is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Whether he's destroying a family, a relationship, That is the thief destroying. Whether it's destroying the body or through sicknesses, that is the thief. Amen. So it is not God. Now God is exonerated. So the things that we see in the world that are happening is as a result of man's fallen nature. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Number two. Can the dead talk to the living? Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Because we remember, we're talking about two spirits. So the evil spirit can also masquerade as a family member or somebody who has gone ahead, you see. So the painful thing there is resistance to an image that would come maybe in your dream, maybe a dead relative, that you had this relationship with that relative. So you are not able to make a godly decision against that spirit. So that could be an advantage for the evil one. Amen. Let us read 1 Samuel 28, verse 18 to 15 and 19. He says, "The king said to her, 'Be not afraid. What do you see?'" Now, please read the whole chapter. God has refused to speak to Saul. So Saul then decided to go and seek counsel from this woman. Then the woman said to Saul, "I see a God, a terrifying human being." Look, this is that's the true image of what the woman saw. "I see a God, terrifying superhuman being." If somebody was my relative and he died, he's not superhuman being and he's not terrifying. Isn't it? This is what the woman saw. A superhuman being, terrifying. All right? Then he says, "Coming up out of the earth." Then he said to her, this is Saul, "In what form is he?" Then she said, "An old man comes up." Now the image changed. Agree, it was super terrifying. Now it's an old man. Aha. So now you start seeing that when you are sleeping and you see, it was first terrifying. Now you see an old man who you know. But behind that old man, it's a horrible, evil being. Hallelujah. So, then he mentioned that covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. Ki wo mma, ki wo raholo, ki sesi. See there. You see, this is how we interpret scriptures. So, this was another spirit. Now, this is what we call Madlozi in South Africa. Bareno, your family, your ancestors. Look, there's a lineage, there's ancestry, then there are gods. That they are ancestors, that's my lineage. I mean, I'm born from there. But once they tend to be gods, that's where the problem is. You see? So, they are not gods. They are not supposed to take the place of Jehovah in your life. Amen. Amen. You remember the slave girl who followed Apostle Paul? And yeah, these are the men of God. She was correct but wrong. The lady was wrong but correct. The information is right, but the spirit is wrong. It's the same. It's the same. Hallelujah. So in Leviticus 19:31, he says, "The Lord our God has said, 'Do not go for advice to people who consult the spirits of the dead.'" It's already there. Amen. So the danger in this is deep, such that it has overtaken the world. There is evangelism at this thing. You go to social media and so on, it's just lavished on social media that, you know, you want a solution, you are maybe frustrated, you don't know. But mwanamrana easy, you are here. Give yourself to the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So please understand, God is not holding, you know, the sniper, the rifle, looking for a mistake that you're about to make or you made. So, no, God won't forgive me. No, He's God. Otherwise, we're shorter. Yes. If he can forgive you, then we're shorter. So have no condemnation. This is the house of God, the ground and the pillar of the truth. Amen. Now, we are going to the third one. What does the Bible say about the abbreviated community? I already spoke about the Barry, MRAD sniper, right? You find this phrase a lot with our dear brothers and sisters who are the abbreviated community. Only God can judge me. Please understand, I think that it's better to be judged by men than God. Because you can't escape. If he's God, there is no, with me, you can get angry, then tomorrow you see me, you look like this at me, you still leave, even if I judge you. But with God, it's done. It is done. Amen. Let us read. Romans chapter number 1, verse 26 to 32. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against their natural way to have sex and instead indulge in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relationship with women, burned with lust for each other. So Pastor Aubrey must be singing here and another man must be having a potato. Looking at Pastor Aubrey, please. There's something wrong. This must be addressed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do what they should never, or what should never be done. Look at that. It should never be done. Then verse 29 says, their lives became full of every kind of wickedness, sin, greed, hate, envy, murder, quarreling, deception, malicious behavior, and gossip. Remember, we spoke about the evil one and his attributes. What do you see here? So you can see the influence that it is not of God. Hallelujah. So they are backstabbers, haters of God, you see, insolent, proud, and boastful. They invent new ways of sinning. And they disobey their parents. You can't tell me anything. You grew up in the 80s. I mean, I'm in the 2000s. So what you are having is old. They know God's justice. They know it because God has, every man has a seed of God in them. They know God's justice, you know, what it requires. That those who do such things deserve to die. Yet they do it anyway. Worse, yet they encourage others to do it too. Be free. No, I mean, get out of the closet. Right? Hey, get out of the closet, isn't it? Yes. It's encouraged. Look, this is the word of God. Even if somebody was reading it, it wouldn't be me saying this. It's the word. It's the word of God, right? Yes. So don't go looking at me funny. I found this written. I have no bearing to this. Then some say, I was born like this. Let's address the issue. Revelations 12, verse 3 to 4. He says, then another sign of warning was seen in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, Satan, with seven heads and 10 horns, ugly. And on his heads were 7 royal crowns, royal diadems, and his tail swept across the sky and dragged away a third of the stars of heaven and flung them to the earth. And the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth to the child, he might devour the child. This can be literal or figurative. So the devouring could be lay waste, deceive, air up, or cause to stray. You understand? So then we say, It was just a little shift. It was just twisted. See, so this is precedence. So that's why we will see children being dedicated here. Please don't be proud and think that is, no, it's, I haven't seen it in the Bible. There are things that are in the Bible that needs exegesis. We need to check and see, oh, okay, this is principle. We follow this. This is the way. So you have a child? Enter church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I think they are the last one or last two. Who wrote the Bible and is the Bible reliable? This Bible that you believe, who wrote it? It was written by a man. Yes. We didn't say no. Let's address the issue. He says, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be truly finished unto all good works. Hallelujah. So, you see, so all scriptures is given by inspiration of God, number one. Two, we also have, okay, 2 Peter 1, verse 19 to 21. We also have the prophetic message. I'm reading from the NIV. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, you see. And you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. The prophet wasn't there, then he decided to write, Jesus is Lord. There was an inspiration. Hallelujah. So he says, for prophecy never came, or for prophecy never had its own origin in human will. But prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Spirit. So the Bible yelling with Likman give out. Yes, but look at that. They were not by themselves. They were carried. So the Bible has one message, it is Christ. It's not messages, it's Christ and his people. That's us. Hallelujah. It is Christ. Amen. So you can find this in John 5:39. He says, you search the scriptures, but these scriptures, they testify of me. So understand that from Genesis to Revelation is Christ and us. We are in him. Amen. Proverbs 30, verse 4 to 5. He says, who has descended into heaven and who have ascended and into heaven and descended, who has gathered the wind in his fist, who has bound the waters in his garment, who has established all the ends of the earth, what is his name, what and what is his son's name? Do you know? This is in Proverbs 30. So the son was also in the Old Testament. We see Christ from Genesis to Revelation. So how we study scriptures is, we find who Christ is in the shadows, the allegorical teachings, how we are taught so that we are shaped up to be conformed into the image of Christ. Amen. Then he says, every word of God is tried and purified. He's a shield to those who trust and take refuge in him. So the word of God is purified. You can trust the word of God. The word of God is reliable. Hallelujah. Jesus said, John 3, verse 3, he said, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that unless a person, anyone is born again, he's born anew from above, he cannot ever see or know or be acquainted with and experience the kingdom of God. I have told you these things that happen right here on earth. Being born again must happen here on earth. Being born again wasn't invented by the church. It is from Christ. That you hear, are you born again? It is not a cliche. You are supposed to be transitioned with that. Are you born again? It is the Lord who requires it. So it is an advantage for us. So he's saying, this is an advantage for you. Take it. See, so don't deny it. Unless if you're saying you don't understand. But if you don't understand, find out. Don't ignore it. And say, what is this thing of being born again? And then you just let it go. No, no. It's important for you that you be born again. Hallelujah. So, salvation cannot be collective. I cannot say my mother and my dad are born again, or my wife is born again, so get sharp. I'm covered. No. No, okay, all right now. Banabakal Musadi by cracking every Sunday and Wednesday. Men, I only come on men's breakfast. Therefore, I'm covered. No, men of God are shorter. You must be born again individually. It's important, oh. It's important. It's very important. Hallelujah. Now, he has mentioned that in Hebrews 2, verse 8 to 11, you gave them authority over all things. Now, when it says all things, it means nothing is left out. But we have not yet seen all things put under their authority. What we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was given a position a little lower than angels. And because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace. Look at the grace of God. Christ died. It is grace. So when we go through trouble, don't say you don't have grace. He died by grace. Of course, he died for us. But we see that God's grace is balanced. It is not when you lift, then a car comes 2 seconds later, you get in the car, then it's raining. When you walk without the umbrella, you are not beat by the rain. Then you say God's grace. That is perverted. There is balance in this world. Amen. So he says, yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. You see, so that we may live, oh God. Look at that. So that we may live. So if you are here and you are without Christ, you are living but only an animal life. The Bible calls it an animalistic life. It means when animals die, animals don't have a soul. They can't reason like us. So somebody who is living without Christ is living but dead. So it is so important that this be emphasized, that don't take for granted the salvation which the Lord has given us. Look, if you could die, you would have died. This shows that Satan, though he can kill, he didn't kill you. It took 900 years for Adam to die, though he sinned. Planes are flying everywhere. Planes. Even in Qatar, there, my family was stuck there for 38 hours in the airport. Bombs were flying. They are here. So why didn't Satan kill them? So it doesn't mean that he cannot kill. It doesn't mean that he can't, because we already told what he can do. All right? But now, there is this life which a man must accept willingly. Because the Lord is not going to say, come. So this is the come. This, please don't wait for a spooky voice. This is it. You see what you are hearing now? He says your time for salvation is now. So this is it now. Now. So hear and accept that Jesus Christ is Lord. So for that, or by that, I want to say, thank you so much. The Lord keep you.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.